It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. U.S. agricultural officials say New Mexico marked a record year of pecan production in 2019 to lead the country. The National Agricultural Statistics Service reported on Thursday that production in New Mexico topped out at more than 96 million pounds, up 6% from the previous year. Georgia followed with 69 million pounds. Overall, the value of the nation's pecan crop totaled $469 million. That's up 14% from the previous season. This week, the Trump administration ended environmental protections for streams and wetlands. As KUT's Mose Bushell reports, some of the rules had been in place since the passing of the Clean Water Act in the 1970s.
The rules were overhauled under the Obama administration and were opposed by oil companies, agricultural interests, and golf course owners who said they infringed on property rights. Among other things, they limited landowners' ability to dump pollutants into waterways and fill in wetlands. These smaller bodies of water on private property flow into larger water bodies. That's one reason environmental groups say the rollback will be devastating to water quality across the country. Luke Metzger is head of Environment Texas.
About 75% of the streams in Texas are these smaller streams that would lose protection under the Trump administration rule. And we know that about 11 million Texans get their drinking water from sources that are fed by these small streams.
Opponents of the Trump rollback say that failure to consider basic hydrology will likely figure into an expected legal challenge. I'm Mose Bushell in Austin.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. A new book addresses the issue of discrimination in elections. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
As an employer, I may not deny you a job because I don't like your skin color or your religious garb. Yet as a voter, I'm free to help elect a government that will strip away your rights and dignity for those reasons. Or am I? Legal professor Terry Smith has a new book out this month from Cambridge University Press. It's called White Lash, and it presents a provocative question. If the law forbids various forms of discrimination in the workplace, in housing, in commercial spaces, and so on, why is it acceptable to practice invidious discrimination at the ballot box? Now, the background here is that surveys of voter sentiment show high rates of resentment by whites over changing demographics and social progress for other groups, and a large feeling that white people's place in society is being diminished or under attack. And it has been shown that these sentiments affect election outcomes. In fact, data across the United States show a worsening racial divide that is also lopsided in its influence. So, we're a representative democracy that's only 60% white, and yet approximately 90% of our elected officers nationwide are white. The result is clear harm to other groups as a consequence of voter suppression efforts, travel bans targeting Muslims, horrific actions at the southern border, and many other well-known examples. Smith tells us that if a community passes a ballot measure that discriminates against a religious or ethnic group, the courts can overturn it based on the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and civil rights law. Now, Smith is not recommending that courts start intervening and throwing out election results. He's recommending a series of remedies such as using the 14th Amendment and provisions of the Voting Rights Act for certain reforms, including making the Electoral College and U.S. Senate elections more democratic. Smith weaves critical theory and legal history to expose, consistent with research elsewhere, the extent of racial polarization and its influence on policy. White Lash also challenges the reader to consider voting as a social function, not a private act carried out alone in a voting booth, but a public act. And in the closing chapters of the book, Smith demonstrates how permitting voting to be used as an instrument of racist backlash is eroding public institutions that can intervene on behalf of the common welfare. Now, it's hard to imagine many of these suggestions being realized by a judiciary that has been, to put it charitably, inconsistent about civil equality, or a citizenry indoctrinated into austere individualism. But Smith, with his expertise in election and anti-discrimination law, shows that we still have some tools left if we would use them. The book is Whitelash, Unmasking White Grievance at the Ballot Box by Terry Smith from Cambridge University Press. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.
Algernon DeMassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. DeMassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.